The Project Gutenberg ebook of The Hound of the Baskervilles. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: The Hound of the Baskervilles. Author: Arthur Conan Doyle. Release date: October 1, 2001. Ebook: To-do 852. Most recently updated: August 4, 2025. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org. Ebooks: 2E852. Credits: Srivatsa R. and David Widger. Start of the project. Gutenberg ebook: The Hound of the Baskervilles. The Hound of the Baskervilles: Another Adventure of Sherlock Holmes by A. Conan Doyle. My dear Robinson, it was to your account of a West Country legend that this tale owes its inception. For this, and for your help in the details, all thanks. Yours most truly, A. Conan Doyle. Hindhead, Haslemere. Contents: Chapter 1, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Chapter 2, The Curse of the Baskervilles. Chapter 3, The Problem. Chapter 4, Sir Henry Baskerville. Chapter 5, Three Broken Threads. Chapter 6, Baskerville Hall. Chapter 7, The Stapletons of Merripit House. Chapter 8, First Report of Dr. Watson. Chapter 9, The Light Upon the Moor, Second Report of Dr. Watson. Chapter 10, Extract from the Diary of Dr. Watson. Chapter 11, The Man on the Tor. Chapter 12, Death on the Moor. Chapter 13, Fixing the Nets. Chapter 14, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Chapter 15, A Retrospection. Chapter 1, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes, who was usually very late in the mornings, save upon those not infrequent occasions when he was up all night, was seated at the breakfast table. I stood upon the hearth rug and picked up the stick which our visitor had left behind him the night before. It was a fine, thick piece of wood, bulbous-headed, of the sort which is known as a Penang lawyer. Just under the head was a broad silver band, nearly an inch across. To James Mortimer, MRCS, from his friends of the CCH, was engraved upon it, with the date 1884. It was just such a stick as the old-fashioned family practitioner, Ryuessos,